There's a chance, and really the plan for Chad Clifton is just to see how he goes through the rehab today. There needs to be some type of testing before he practices. So he's improved every day. But just like I said the other day, if Chad doesn't practice, he won't play. I need to get the information back today on how his workout went today, and it's clearly a medical decision by Pat McKenzie and Pepper Burrs. I'm sorry? How much is intro? Well, Colin Jenkins has a groin. I anticipate he'll practice tomorrow, and Charles had a foot come out of the St. Louis game, and I anticipate he'll practice tomorrow, too. Well, I think Aaron Rodgers clearly is more experienced than the game last year. Obviously, it was his first start as a starting quarterback. He has a year under his belt. He has two experiences against the Vikings under his belt. He had the opportunity to play up there in the Metrodome, which always is a tough thing for a quarterback the first time going up there noise-wise and so forth. So, yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is he clearly has more experience. Well, yes and no, if that's a good answer. But the thing about Aaron and our relationship, it's an everyday conversation. He's in here on his day off, so I have an opportunity to visit with him on game planning and things. We probably talk more than most weeks about the expectations of the week, the things outside of the game that are going to be on his plate. Obviously more this week than other weeks. But the most important thing for Aaron is to play quarterback.
Do you have any concerns that he would, his personality is such that he's kind of got that California laid back personality? He doesn't seem to get phased by anything. Do you have any reason to worry about him getting phased by this?
Well, the most important thing is to go through the preparation week and get everything done that needs to be done, and do it the right way, and do it better than he did last week. So, I mean, that's the goal, and I think that's where the personality of him being even keeled and so forth. I've never had a problem with the way he prepares for games. I thought he practiced very well today. Probably one of his best practices of the year. So it just needs to continue to build off that as we build up to the game. Now, it's going to be exciting. There, Monday Night Football is always exciting. This game is always an emotional game, I don't think he'll be throwing it into the stands on his first pass or anything like that, but I think it's only natural that everybody's going to be gunned up for this game. I think he still throws the ball with good velocity. It was clearly evident just on the last throw of the San Francisco game. I mean, it was an excellent throw and a great catch. I think he still has good feet. He's always had great command of the line of scrimmage, just the way he's handled, that aspect of it. I think he looks sharp.
Exploit?
The most important thing that we can give our players, and we do so as coaches, is just his tendencies. It's no different than any other quarterback. Frankly, if we give our players too much information, we're slowing them down. So I'm more concerned about that than actually, I'm more worried about overdoing it than underdoing it. So Dom will set his plan accordingly, like he does every week, based on what we think their offense does as a whole. Obviously their running backs, both Adrian and Chester, are a big part of their offense. So that's a focal point. I think the perimeter group is clearly better than it's been in the past. So, I mean, I think that they're definitely improved on offense just as a whole. So, I mean, you look at the big picture. This game is not just about Brett Favre. I mean, they're a good offense, and they challenge it with their formations and personnel groupings and things like that. So that's what we're getting ready for. Well, you know, I really don't even want to go back to that because it's just like I told the team today. Anything that I need to say in here today needs to be about the game. Yes, it was. I think it's a very difficult time for everybody involved. I mean, it's not something that you'd want to ever go through again. I think that's the reality of it. But this is about a football game. You know, I don't need to be coming in here talking about things that happened a year ago that my football team needs to answer questions about. So I'm not trying to avoid your question. There's nothing positive for my football team to sit here, nothing positive to come out of this if I'm going to sit here and talk about last year. Doesn't matter. I mean, those are his thoughts. I'm not going to comment on his thoughts and his words or anybody's thoughts or their words in Minnesota. I mean, we're really looking forward to playing the game like we do every year. We've definitely added juice to it, no doubt about it. So we'll just leave it at that. Well, they're clearly a different team at home, like a lot of teams are. But you know, the noise is a factor over there. I mean, it definitely shows up for their defense. You know, their defensive line is very talented. I mean, you talk about their first four and even the guys that rotate in there. I think it's a very talented group. So you have to manage that. We didn't manage it very well last year. And the times that you do have trouble over there, that usually plays into it. So. We just really we address it, we work on it. To me, it's another fundamental or technique that you work during the week. So we'll concentrate on that, and we just got to do a better job really cleaning our own house, and that's really what we spent the extra day doing. So we did some self-scout things, and we need to improve on those things if we're going to have success over there Monday night. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of your question. Well, when you look at an opposing offense or opposing defense, you always look at their starting point. You know, no different if I'm looking at their defense, is their starting point pressure or getting it done with the four-man line. Just like their offense, the starting point of their offense is running a football with Adrian Peterson. So definitely, I mean, that's the starting point of any defense that's going to play them this year. And that will be ours. Well, just the intangibles in the locker room. I mean, he's a lot. You know, I hate to use the word mature, but you know, it's not new. I mean, he has the experience to draw from with his teammates, the things that he's gone through. And we're still a relatively very young football team on paper, but you know, we still have a number of players that have been around here 2 or 3, 4 years, and so that part of it's developing. You know, a lot more than it has in the past. On the field, I think he has better timing with his receivers. You know, he's played with all those guys at least 2 years. He has total command of the run game and pass protection. You know, I think he's just an overall better quarterback. Well, he's gifted with a strong arm, and he has really – you know, the big hands, long levers, and things like that. I think it really all plays into his ability to torque the football. You know, he's able to throw the ball deep, but also with a lot of height. You know, he has the strength to throw the velocity throws, the shot throws. But his ability to put height on the ball and throw it down the field, I mean, he's definitely the best at throwing the deep ball that I've had the opportunity to work with. Running the football is so important. I mean, every game. You know, sometimes you're going to run it more than others, no doubt about it, but you have to be able to run the football week in and week out. Ryan has good numbers against the Vikings. You know, the run defense has been outstanding for, you know, going on 3 years now. So, but it's part of the game. It's just something that we're going to have to do, especially on the road. Just you can't have these guys. They're an edge defense. You know, you don't want them teeing off on you all day and running up the field. That's part of playing the game. I think ultimately when you become one-dimensional, regardless of it's run, pass, or pass the run, you're usually playing to the strength of the defense. You know, I've watched his game tape. You know, I've watched two games of him on game tape, so... as far as breaking down the sacks and so forth, and he may miss some training camp. Maybe that factors into it. I have no idea. So I just looked at him physically just to see where he's at and if there's any things that from our past that you can give to the defensive staff. So I didn't spend a whole lot of time evaluating their schemes and so forth. Well, very confident. It's a new week. You know, we're gonna improve on the things that we worked on this week from last week. That's the way we operate. That's what I believe in as a coach. You know, that's why we go padded practices Wednesday and Thursday, because the ability to work on the little things. It's a benefit of a young team as long as you stay healthy. You have to work at those things year round, because the first thing that goes on your football team is the fundamentals if you don't work at it. You know, I don't ask them that. We're not sitting around talking about it. So, you got to remember, we got, I don't know how many, Jeff would probably know better than I would. I mean, there's a number of our players that never even met Brett Favre. So, I mean, we're not teammates of them. Then you already have half your team that they were teammates together. So, I'm sure everybody has a personal opinion, but we're focused on getting the 3-1. I mean, this is a tough game every year. This is a game that's played with a lot of emotion, and that's what we're focusing on. We know we have to play a certain way against this team, no different than you do every week. So that's really where our focus is. We're not spending a whole. I hate to disappoint you. We're not spending a whole lot of time talking about it. I like to think we're all playing for the Green Bay Packers, personally, and that's the conversations I've been a part of. I understand how individuals sell tickets and in the way sometimes the focus shifts from one guy to the next. I get that part of it, but at the end of the day, it's a team focus. Oh, absolutely. I think every quarterback that's played here has had an opportunity to learn from Brett. And anytime you have a long-time starter in place in your program, it's obviously because of good reason. The guy's a damn good football player, so you need to take full advantage of that. And being a quarterback coach, you always point to the number one guy when you're talking to your number two and number three quarterback. So. I think Aaron would echo that he had the opportunity to learn a lot from Brett. Very well. Didn't do a very good job of it. Well, I think that he was definitely excited about that game, or I can remember the first interception like it was yesterday, because he tried, you know, he tried to throw it through three people to the post down in the red zone. But he was gunned up for that game. But also, you know, frankly, you know, he was in some tough spots in that game too. And I'm not just crying because I was his position coach and it didn't go very well. But that was a rough night. That was a rough night.